Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
I don't know where Amy went. She is at her house, and I just saw her walk up from a microphone. Eddie, you see her?
Yeah, she's gone. She's not there right now. There she goes. She's coming.
Oh, there she is. I wonder where you went. Did you go poop?
No, I had to let the dog out.
Oh. So don't take your stuff to Goodwill right now. And here's why they have to make that message is that people are getting the urge to purge stuff because they're at home all the time and they're getting a little antsy and they're cleaning and they're like, we need to get rid of this stuff. Goodwill stores are closed, but people are still leaving it in the Goodwill bin, and the Goodwill bins are all over flooded. So they're saying, hey, don't do that because when the bins get over flooded and they're not open, it ends up being trash. So hold off, especially if you want to donate stuff. So something I wouldn't have thought about had I not seen it in the news. You?
I mean, I've been organizing things, but I just have a box in my house that I thought eventually I would take to Goodwill. I didn't know people were dropping stuff off right now. That's just, in my mind, that doesn't make sense at all.
What's the worst part about working from home for you?
Well, nothing. I feel
Not even seeing me every day?
That's what I was going to say. I think our energy is better and I miss seeing you guys and seeing your faces. That's the worst part is the social part and the energy we get off of each other. But other than that, not that bad.
The hardest part for me is I can't really control Amy anymore. Meaning when we were sitting next to each other, I could get her attention and I could like say, hey, wrap it up or hey, talk slower. Because she just runs like a rabbit. You don't even know which way she's going to bounce. Like, bounce to the left, bounce to the right. And now if she's not looking at the screen, she just runs. And so I would say that's a tough part of it. Have you been on any sort of ADD medicine during this quarantine?
No.
Because you've been pretty good.
I haven't. Oh, thank you. I haven't taken ADD meds in years.
How many years?
I'm clean. let's see. I think the last time I took it was 2016. So I'm almost 4 years clean.
Would you get back in?
No.
Do you have any old ones?
Probably somewhere.
I've never taken. Well, what did you take?
Oh, I've taken Adderall and Vyvanse.
So I've never taken Adderall, but I would.
You don't want it, Bones.
Well, I would like to. I know you guys have told me that, but I'd like to try it once just to see how focused I would be. And then that, and I'll take your Viagra, too. Is that the other one you have?
It's called Vyvanse.
Oh.
Weirdo.
The worst things about working at home, according to this story, no office gossip, people like that, no coworkers to give you a different perspective, it's lonely, there's no IT department, and you need more self-motivation to get things done. I'm into it a bit. It takes me a minute to get going. Like, when I get up, and I get in my pattern, and I get in my car, and I drive to work, and like it wakes me up because I don't do well in the morning. I'm not a morning person. But like that, I think I miss that part of it. I don't miss that part, but I miss what that does to me later because it kind of revs the engine a little bit. You know, warms me up a little bit. So yeah, other than that, I'm good. I feel like I was listening back. What?
I was going to say, just go get in your car in the morning, drive around the block. Vroom, vroom.
You would think that
would
work.
Back in your driveway.
Yeah, but that doesn't work.
No. Going about an 8-minute drive.
Mm-mm. That doesn't work. We're going to get to today's show. Hope you enjoy it. Anything I want to promote before I go? I don't think so. Here you go. Here is Monday's Bobby Bones show. Enjoy.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones. Transmitting. Drive. Across America.
Now turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones show. Let's go.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. Another week. I was looking at this picture, Amy. Someone named Paula R. Stern posted this. It says doctors in Sharon Hospital. And it shows a picture of these three doctors, and they are covered from foot to the top of their head in basically a hazmat suit. And the only thing you can see are their eyes. And so it says doctors in Sharon Hospital have placed pictures of themselves on their protection suits so that Corona victims can see who's taking care of them as just a little simple piece of humanity. Here, look at this. Can you see that?
I love that so much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's so perfect. Because it's got to be scary if you're laying there in the hospital room and you're scared. And then someone walks in a hazmat suit and you can't see their face. Good idea.
Yeah. So on their chest is a picture of their face, basically their head. So I saw that. Wanted to start the show with that there. Let's see what's happened. By the way, morning, studio.
Morning.
Morning.
Wow. Awake over there?
Well, no, I just got mad at myself for not doing it ahead of time. So then I was like, forget it.
So you just give up. That's your method? If you can't win, just quit.
Exactly.
All right, let's get going here with What's the Haps. Hey!
Hey! What's the Haps?
All right, I'll go first. I started a new game show over the weekend online where I just got on Zoom, and I made My Square the game show host, and we played easy trivia, and I brought on a couple listeners. I brought on a couple quote-unquote celebrities. I think we had 8 people, and we competed for $100. And it's up on my Instagram if you want to see it, at Mr. Bobby Bones. But it's just a game that we play here on the show, but made into a game show. Like, I had a green screen behind me. I wore a suit and tie on the top part. And then the winner, who ended up being a listener, Johnny Lasagna, you know him from the B Team?
Yeah.
Yeah, I ended up Venmoing him $100 afterward. I'm going to do another episode tonight, and the two celebrities on tonight are going to be Jake Owen and Andy Roddick, the tennis player. And then I'll get a couple listeners on as well. And I just do easy trivia questions like we do on the show. But I have a feeling that at some point, I'm going to be able to turn this into a real show. I just feel that good about it. I got some new rules. And then as soon as we finish, we'll upload it tonight. But that's what I did over the weekend. And I'm feeling pretty good about tonight's episode. You know, do I wear the same
jacket? That's awesome.
Do I wear the same jacket, though, Amy, is the question.
Yeah, I mean, that could be your uniform, unless you want to switch it up. But, I mean, how many jackets do you have?
Listen, I'm not wearing any clothes, though, at this point. Like, I got nothing. I'm in the same, like, if you're watching this on camera right now, I'm in the same cutoff that I wear every third day.
Then I would say, in theme of the times, which no one's really caring about clothes too much, just wear the same jacket every time.
Okay. I do wear shorts on the bottom. But here, I did this, too. I came out and did a monologue at the beginning of it, did a couple jokes. So let's switch music here. Raymond, if you could pull that one down. This is my game show music. I come out to, I'm like, hey, everybody, welcome to the show. I said hi to all the contestants. I think we had 8 contestants. I said, thanks for joining me tonight. You're not missing much on the rest of the internet, except another country artist going live from their toilet at 6 p.m. Be sure to tune in. Thank you, thank you.
Good
the
one.
The winner of tonight's game gets $100 cash or 2 rolls of toilet paper, which has the same street value. Thank you, thank
it's
you.
True.
Thank you, thank you. I hope you're all staying safe and are watching this from the comfort of your own homes. Hopefully this will be a break from being bombarded with corona news, because I know there's a lot of misinformation out there right now. So what I say is to listen to the doctors and listen to the scientists. But most importantly, listen to Joe Exotic, because for sure, Carol Baskin fed her husband to a tiger. Thank you. Thank you. And then we got into the game. So, but we're doing it again tonight, and we'll see how it goes. But that's what happened with me over the weekend. How you like that?
I love it. I think it's great. Yeah. It looked fun.
You can play if you want.
Just along with it at home.
Are you struggling this morning with saying words?
No. No, I was thinking, like, play along. Like, can people play along at home? Because obviously, if you're not on the screen, can you just play along?
Well, you can watch it when I upload it, but you can be one of the squares eventually if you want to be.
Okay, cool.
You can be one of the celebrities.
How do you get to be a square?
You just have to be invited by me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know. I did feel a little left out. I didn't even know you were doing that. And then I click on and I see all these people on there and I was like, oh, fun.
All right.
Must be nice.
That's What's the Haps. Hey.
Hey, What's the Haps?
Amy, what's up with you?
So with all this at-home business, my husband is obsessed with the yard. He's always loved to mow and weedy. Like, that's always been his thing. But the weather's been great, and he can get outside. And I'm really worried about his skin cancer, because he just had some melanoma removed, and then he had this peel done on his face. And now he wants to be outside during the hot part of the day, gardening and doing all this stuff. So I took him out one of my beach hats that's really big and floppy. That way it has full coverage and I feel good about it.
I'm sure
it.
He love like, no, that. Yeah.
Oh, he has on camo cutoffs with cowboy boots or something and a cutoff shirt. And that's what he likes to do the yard in. And he said that my beach floppy hat kills his vibe.
Yeah.
So I need to figure out what kind of hat can I get him, or how can I convince him to wear my beach hat and feel confident in the front yard with it?
Well, I'm just going to have a big cowboy hat.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I mean, if he'll wear a hat, one? Yeah, well, he may not wear a hat, I'm not sure, but just get him a big, just get him something more masculine.
It just the big floppy beach hats are really perfect. They cover all angles. So if anybody has, that's a good point, Bobby. Cowboy-ish hat. Yeah. I'll look into that.
Is he open to wearing a hat?
Yes, he's wearing a baseball hat while he's out there. But to me, that's not enough. He still has so much that's exposed. Yeah. So I just think that's a good tip, though. And I'll take tips from listeners if they know of any.
All right, there you go. Hey!
Hey! What's the hat?
All right, Lunchbox.
It hit me this weekend. Some very devastating news for high school seniors. There's going to be no prom king or prom queen in 2020. So when they go to apply for jobs, their resumes are going to look empty. Like, oh, were you prom king? No, I'm not on there. Guess you weren't. But no one's going to be able to claim the title. No one's going to have bragging rights for the next 20 years to say I was prom king or prom queen. It's very sad.
If someone were to be applying a job with me, you know, anything I had posted, and they put prom king or queen on their resume, I would think it was a joke. Like,
it's a big honor. Not a lot of people get to be named prom king or queen. It's one per class at your school, and that means you are the top of the leaderboard. Like, you've been working for this your whole life. Your whole high school career has been leading up to this moment, and you're not going to get to realize that satisfaction. It's pretty devastating.
Obviously, Lunchbox was prom king, which is why
absolutely
he finds any reason to bring it up. Is this the peak of your life?
Oh, man, the peak of my life was being prom king. It was pretty freaking cool. That was the highlight. Wow. Like, that's top on the list. I mean, not a lot of people. When they put that crown on my head, that feeling of the whole senior class being like, you are our leader. Like, we look up to you. We voted you prom king. It was a huge moment.
You felt like the leader of your class?
I did.
Nice.
It was amazing. It was so cool. That means your whole senior class thought you were the best representation of the senior class, and you were the one they looked to for answers and, like, coolness and everything. And, boy, I look back on that moment, I'm just like, wow, it was a great – when I got called up on stage, it was just – the prom goes crazy. It was awesome.
Did they tip you off you were going to win?
No, I had no idea.
And
no idea.
Do you remember the exact feeling that you had when they announced your name?
Yes, because they announced the queen first, and then so she goes up. They're like, Kathleen, and she goes up, and they put the little tiara or whatever on her, the princess crown, and then I'm sitting there, and I'm just, you know, chilling with my date and got my arm around her, and then it's just like, and the winner for prom king, class of 1999, Anderson High School, Lunchbox, and I was just like, one, yeah! And I threw my hands up, and everybody starts patting me on the back. Yeah, go get it! And they start pushing you towards the stage, and it was just like, I mean, it was kind of like a blur because you almost black out because you're so excited. Like, yeah. Oh, such a moment.
We should talk about that later. Like, what was your moment where it almost went blurry? That's interesting. We may come back to that. Let's go over to Eddie. Eddie, hey!
Hey, what's the hat?
Well, guys, I haven't played poker probably in 10 years, and that was at Bobby's house where we had a small poker tournament. But just this weekend, me and Bobby and a couple of other friends, we had a poker tournament virtually, and it was awesome. What do you think, Bones?
Are you bringing it up because you won? You sound like Lunchbox bringing something up because you're... Hey, listen, I was proud of Eddie. He won. He won the tournament. It was good. It probably started a little too late because
it
started
late.
At 9 p.m., but it was fun. We had a lot of fun.
And it didn't end till 1.
It did for me. It ended for me around midnight. I think I went out 5th or so. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. And it was like $20, but you got like 10,000 chips or something. But I was happy to see Eddie win. He didn't really know what he was doing. No offense, Eddie.
Correct. No, you're right. I had no clue what I was doing. I saw a couple of YouTube videos like an hour before.
And he was watching YouTube videos when I called him before the tournament. He's like, what are you doing, man? He goes, man, I'm watching YouTube. I got to get in this tournament later. But I was proud of him. He hung in there and won the whole freaking thing. So nice job. I think we're going to do it again this week, too.
Thank you, man. I'd love to do it again. Win twice. That'd be awesome. When I won, I ran upstairs and told my wife, I won $140. She was like,
did you blur out? Was everybody pushing you upstairs?
No, not in blur out.
All right, there you go. That's What's the Haps. Thank you, guys. Over the weekend, I got to talk with Luke Bryan and even sent me a birthday present. So here's Luke from, I think, one of his fishing ponds talking with me. Hey, man, where are you at?
I'm down in Mount Pleasant at my bass lake.
Are you spending a lot of time out there since everything's kind of shut down?
So, man, you know, in the world of, obviously, with everybody being on lockdown, it's nice to be able to, I've been bouncing back and forth, just hopping in my car, driving down here, fishing a little bit and going home. And, you know, when you can go get on a bass boat by yourself, that's pretty legit social distancing. So,
well, I was talking to Caroline about homeschooling, and she wants to pull her hair out, it sounds like.
Oh, my God. Like, yeah, she's ready to kill me.
Well, I asked, because she was talking about all that she was doing, and she was talking about having to teach different kids different things and having to watch over them. And then I said, what's up with Luke? And she was like, I'm going to kill him.
Yeah. Like, it's best for me to quarantine off by myself away from her. So she may just knock me off, throw me in the river, you know. But anyway, we're working through it, man. It's just, it's almost like, I mean, me and Blake texted me a couple days ago, and we were laughing because it was like, it's a glimpse. It's kind of a glimpse into retirement, you know? Hey, so you're at home, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, walk to your front door.
Wait, what?
Walk to your front door.
Wait, I'm up. I'm upstairs. I mean, I can. I'm upstairs.
Can you send somebody to your front door?
Yeah, Mike, can you go to the front door?
Welcome to the 40 Club. How's it feel?
I don't like it that much, but, you know, what are you going to do? I'm happy to be here. I'm happy at the things that I've been able to do and do for others. So I'm feeling pretty good. I don't know what's about to happen right now, though. Why is Mike going to the front door?
All right, is this from you? Is it a bag or a box? A shark bag?
Oh, I can't verify the bag.
It is every piece of gum you could ever imagine. Listen, here's the the thing is, I chew gum, and the last time Luke and I were together for a long time, I probably went through 3 packs of gum in 5 minutes. And so now I got a bag full of double bubble that I will choke on. This is awesome. Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
So, yeah, me and so for everybody to know that, you know, the last time I was with Bobby, we, you know, Bobby doesn't drink, but I'm like, this guy's got to have a vice out there. So his vice is chewing bubble gum.
That's true.
So,
well, I appreciate that, man.
No, we're having a little fun with you. And
well, listen, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate the birthday gift. Be safe and tell the family I say hello.
Listen, happy birthday, and thank you for having Caroline on all the time. And
I love her.
You guys stay safe.
Love her. See you, bud.
All right, man. Bye.
If you want to hear that full interview, because in reality, it's like 20 minutes long. I know we just played a bit of it there for you. Just go search the latest episode of the BobbyCast. Search BobbyCast wherever you listen to podcasts and check it out. That's the full Luke Bryan there. So earlier, Lunchbox was talking about being prom king and how it was the biggest moment of his life. And such a big moment that it seems like a blur to him when it all happened. So we'll talk about that blur moments in our life. Amy, do you have a moment that feels like a blur?
Oh, for that? I mean, I have to think about it. Not one that comes to mind right away. I was like, do I? You may know better if I do than
I do. Your wedding,
it
wasn't a blur at all?
Oh, that seemed like a blur, but I don't feel like I was going to black out. That's just, I think it's a blur because you're so busy and there's so many people and you have to really pause if you want to take in moments. So, I mean, obviously that was special. Bringing my kids home from Haiti was super special. That, like, going through the airport, yeah. I mean, maybe that could be it.
I think they both can be. I don't think you have to black out. I think he's just being just a little hyperbole there with the blackout thing. Okay. But I think your wedding and kids are a good one. I remember your kids coming through the airport, and we saw you guys getting off the plane, and we had a big old party right at the edge of where you couldn't walk through.
Yeah, that was seriously one of the coolest things ever. And we have videos, and every year, well, the past 2 years, on the anniversary, I go back and watch the video, and it just makes me so happy.
Go ahead.
Just all of y'all there with signs and balloons, and someone was blaring Justin Bieber, Baby, because my kids love that song, and it just was so special.
Lunchboxes was being homecoming king.
Prom king. Oh. Relax. They don't sell me short.
Oh, is one better than the other?
Yeah, prom is the creme de la creme.
Oh, I really didn't know what the difference of, like, one was better than the other. So prom king is better than homecoming king just because you
Absolutely.
Won prom king?
Yes.
Okay. Eddie, what was yours? Do you have one?
Man, you'd want me to say my kids or whatever, but I'm going to be real with you. When we got to play with Garth Brooks at the Ryman Auditorium.
You'd want me to say with my kids. No, we want you to be honest, but yeah, go ahead.
I mean, man, we were just, I mean, the fact that we get to play the Ryman Auditorium, one, is amazing. And then Garth comes up and sings Friends in Low Places with us, puts his arms around me, puts his arms around Bones, and sings every song. Honestly, when Lunchbox described the blacking out thing, I don't even remember people being there at that moment. I just pictured a lot of moments in my life being a teenager listening to Garth Brooks, and it was all happening on stage right there with us.
Yeah, so if you don't know what he's talking about, we're in a band called The Raging Idiots, and we play a show once a year that's a big show at the Ryman, and we invite all of our famous friends to come play with us. You know, Luke Bryan has showed up and played, Chris Stapleton, Little Big Town, Carrie Underwood. Well, a couple years ago, maybe 3 years ago at this point, we knew Garth was coming, and he was bringing a big check. And so it shows up, and the check was going to be for $200,000, except when he gets there, the check's now for $2 million. Because we're doing a big fundraiser for St. Jude. Hmm. And Garth walks out, and he hadn't planned to play any songs, but I know Garth, and I knew that if we got him out in the middle of the stage, and we all know Garth's songs, we play them all the time at our shows as covers, that if we started covering the song, Garth wouldn't walk off. And so I looked at Brandon Ray, who was playing guitar for us, and I said, hey, hit Friends in Low Places. And he goes, bow, down, down, down. And Garth looks at the crowd, and he goes, oh, and the crowd's like, yeah! And then we all did it. Garth walked, grabbed the microphone. Yeah, I got a really cool picture of Garth and I before social distancing was a thing, singing into the same microphone during this. It was a really cool moment for sure. Mine was probably winning Dancing with the Stars because it was such a blur. Meaning, I remember Lauren Daigle singing behind me because there were four couples. This is two seasons ago on Dancing with the Stars. There were four couples, and we're all standing there, and they have that mirror ball in the middle, and they're showing on the big screen memories from the past year. And she's singing that song, her big hit, and everybody's thinking and having a little emotional moment with the partner, and we're like, wow, this thing's about to be over. And then they go, okay, here we go. And so they go, the winner of Dancing with the Stars. And I'm a little bit embarrassed because I don't think I'm going to win, but Amy had flown in, my friend Ahmad had flown in. You know, I really had a lot of friends that had flown all the way to Los Angeles to watch me, and I hadn't been kicked off while they were there, which was my big fear, was somebody coming and then me losing and having to be like, well, I'm sorry you came when I lost. And they go, and the winner is of season 27, Bobby Bones. From then on, I remember my little scene erupting, which was part Amy, and me being like, oh my God, I cannot believe it. And they picked me up and held me up. All the dancers picked me up because I was the biggest underdog on the show. Because one, not famous, and two, had never danced before. And then I just remember that night, we were rolling through all this press line. I still had to get to the radio station because I had to be on Good Morning America the next morning. We had to do the radio show right when Dancing with the Stars ended. So I go right into the radio show because we taped it like 2 hours before it aired. We had to hop on a private plane because they had flown all four of the people that were in the finals over to New York for that show. And I got on the plane and they were all irritated at me because I went to do a radio show. But I was like, guys, I got to work. I know you guys have your fancy Hollywood jobs. I had to go right to work. And then I got to Good Morning America. I did that show. And then I did 5 hours of interviews, got on a plane and flew back to Nashville. It was Blur City, man. But that was a blur. So I think that, to me, was probably the blurriest moment. I wish it was something more substantial, but I guess it doesn't have to be.
What? No, that was perfect. I mean, first of all, you worked so hard. You were dancing 8 or more hours every day and still doing all your other full-time jobs. It's crazy how much work you put into that, and you won. I mean, I would put that as one of my top moments.
Yeah.
And well, I didn't even do any work.
That was an interesting topic, though. When Lunchbox brought that up, I thought that was pretty cool.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Malibu, California. California has a stay-at-home order, but one guy was like, man, I just need to go to the beach. He grabs his paddleboard, and he's laying out on the beach when two officers approach. They say, sir. And he's like, nope, not going to get me. Jumps on the paddleboard and goes out into the ocean. Nice. They're like, sir, come in. Sir, come in. 40 minutes later, he's still out there paddleboarding saying, no, no. So they called the patrol boat. They went and got him out in the water.
Oh, I probably wasn't thinking of the patrol boat because I also was going, hey, not a bad idea. You can just go into another part of the beach and they can't get him. But I guess
he kept paddling down the shoreline and they just finally sent the boat. They put him in the boat and he got arrested and he's facing a $1,000 fine.
Dang, got him.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Police officers in Toms River, New Jersey, wanted to do something to ease cabin fever and anxiety of the residents that are obviously freaking out about everything happening right now. So this officer, Jesse Robertazzi, came up with the idea to have a pizza day providing free pizza to hundreds of local families. Three police associations made it happen. 300 pizzas were ordered from local shops, which also brought them business in a time of need. Families were able to come up and pick one of the boxes of pizza for free. They were all gone in 90 minutes. It was all social distance. And they said it helped the neighborhood. It helped local businesses. And it also was a great look for the cops, too, because they're out just doing a good thing for people, too. So shout out to those cops. And a big shout out to Toms River for making all that happen. That's in New Jersey. And that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Amy, you're at your house this weekend, and someone knocks on the door. Is that what happens?
Yeah, a lady.
Who's coming to people's doors right now?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't even know who it was. I never saw her. Only my daughter did, and at the end, my husband. I never came out because I didn't know if it was a... I don't know who it was. I don't know if she really knew me or didn't know me. But I mean, I wasn't expecting anybody, and it wasn't anybody that my husband or kids recognized, which first of all, I got onto Stashira because she is not supposed to answer the door, period. But she got a knock at the door and she was in the dining room. So she just got up and flung open the door. Hello, welcome to our house. What do you need? And that's not the rule. The rule is you don't answer the door. So then she was like, I need to talk to your mom. And Stashira didn't know where I was because I think I was out in the garage actually recording something. I was not around. Stashira didn't know where I was. And then so my husband finally comes out and she was there probably for a couple minutes. And then he told her that I wasn't home and that she needed to go. She didn't say. Like, nobody knows who she was or what she wanted. She said, I just really need to talk to your mom. I need to talk to your mom.
Did she know that you were Amy, though?
I don't think she ever said my name, but we didn't want to say, like, Ben didn't want to say my name to put my name out there. Like, everybody was being super vague, so it was really weird. And then when he came and told me about it, he just came up and said, hey, if you were expecting somebody, we just sent her away. I was like, of course I'm not expecting anybody. So he walked up at the tail end, and I think Stashira had already just stood with her long enough to where she felt awkward when she saw Ben. So that part was quick, and she went away. It's just bizarre. I have no idea. We still don't know. And then he thought maybe because I was out, not in the main house, that maybe I had seen her in our alley and I told her to come around front. It was just very confusing. So a woman, strange woman, came to the house. Don't know why.
Well, you're okay, right? You have a picture of her?
Yeah, I'm okay,
you have a doorbell camera?
Yeah, we do. So we can pull it up, but I mean, I'm not...
Check it out right now on our Twitter.
to put up her face and say, has anyone seen this woman? But that's the thing. I don't know if she is... She could be a listener that now knows where I live, or if she just was a person that was, you know, shot in the dark. I want to talk to your mom and see whatever mom comes to the door.
Oh, that's a nice game. Maybe I should do that. Knock on the door and be like, hello. That's the next bit that we do.
Because then when the dad came to the door, she was quick to leave. So I don't know. It was bizarre.
Amy, did you do church yesterday?
We did, online from the living room. So it was great. Our church put it up on YouTube Live and did the singing. And so there was the worship and then the announcements and some a little message for the kids. And then the pastor came up and delivered the message for the adults. So it was pretty cool. But at one point, they did they asked for healthcare professionals to please stand so they could honor them. But everyone was in their living rooms. So the kids just thought that was hilarious and they died laughing. Although we wanted to pay respect to the healthcare workers and like give our respect and clap for them. But if you're at home and you're a nurse watching this, do you stand up? There were just a few awkward moments where I didn't know if they thought it fully through.
Yeah.
But the worship was amazing. It's cool to have people still show up. You know, they got up on their Sunday. They went in there. They still were on stage, but 6 feet apart, playing their instruments, still trying to do what they can to bring us church so that we can be safe at home. So it was really special. And then the pastor even had a special image where, because it was Palm Sunday, so this coming weekend's Easter. So he's talking about the Last Supper, and then he did a joke that if it was the Last Supper right now in 2020, they'd be doing it on Zoom because they couldn't be together because of social distancing.
Oh, I've seen that meme before.
Uh-oh. I hadn't seen it yet, and I thought it was so funny.
Was your pastor presenting a meme as his own? Amy?
No, he didn't. Oh. No, he didn't. He said someone sent it to him.
Oh, okay.
He didn't pass it off like, oh, I just came up with this last night. Not at all, but I hadn't seen it yet, and I thought it was funny that he worked that into the message.
Ed, did you go fishing this weekend?
I did go fishing, and man, it was just a weird, weird, very strange encounter. There's a spot that I go to. It's under a bridge, isolated away from everyone. So I told my wife, it'd be perfect. We take the kids and no one will bother us. We're still being careful about social distancing. We're there for about 20 minutes. And out of nowhere, this guy pulls up with like cowboy hat, cigarette in one hand, a beer in the other, and cowboy boots and shorts. And I'm like, oh, okay. All right, kids, let me grab the kids a little bit closer. Like, and he walks right up to us. I mean, Amy, not even 2 feet away from us. And I'm like, easy, buddy. Like, we're all social distancing. And then
he's a weird dude anyway. By the way, social distancing or not, don't be walking up to a kid and his dad.
Correct. And he starts putting his fingers in my tackle box. Right. Like, what kind of lures you got there?
That's the point. Yeah, that's the weird part about it. Like, you can go up and say hello to somebody, but don't walk up and put your hands in somebody else's tackle box.
Well, I don't even know. When stuff like that happens, I don't even know how to tell someone without the awkward feeling of like, hey, buddy, we're going through a virus right now. We're trying to be safe, separate, and get away from me. Like, how do you do that?
I think, okay, let me be you. I'm sitting down.
Yeah. Hey, you have a fishing pole in one hand. You got two kids next to you, and you're fishing.
I think I just try to be as nice as I can and make him go away. Like, hey, man, we're using some chicken livers today. My kids aren't feeling great. I don't want to get you sick. So just a heads up, you probably should, if you don't want to catch a cold, probably back away. That's probably what I would do.
Okay, now he's got his fingers in your tackle box. Oh, look at that. It's
no,
a
that's
bait.
When I would tell him all that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very strange. I had no idea what to do. And I feel like even when I'm walking around in my neighborhood, it's the same situation. Like, when someone's walking a little too close, I just feel awkward, but I got to tell them, like, back up.
Well, speaking of fishing, Eddie and I have a sponsor, and we are so appreciative of our sponsors that are still with the show right now because it's a weird time for everybody, recession-like times. And so for our sponsors that are still with us, they don't pay for this at all, but we're going to do what is called an extra read for our sponsors just because we're feeling generous. Hey, Raymundo, do you have that imaging that we put together for this?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
And now an extra commercial for still being our sponsor.
There we go. Hey, today, speaking of fishing, it's Bass Pro Shops. Hey, Eddie, how much do we love Bass Pro Shops?
Oh, Bones, we love Bass Pro Shops. I can't even tell you how much we love them.
By the way, Eddie didn't know this segment was coming up, so he's just... We're just riffing right now. Yeah. Hey, listen, camping season at Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's, a little different this year, just like you talked about. It's not the same as it always is, right?
That's right, but there are other ways to do it, Bones. You don't have to just be around people or even go to stores. The online store is hopping right now. That's where I get all my stuff.
And think about this. You can actually camp in your back. Amy, think about this. You can camp in your backyard. What about that? Your kids are going nuts anyway. Why not get some camping stuff and put in your backyard like a tent? Yeah, go ahead.
I think that's a great idea. I'm already trying to think of special things to do with my kids because vacation may not happen. I mean, we just don't know how things are going to look even in a couple of months. So that's a great idea.
Boom. All you have to do is go to BassPro.com or Cabela's.com right now. You'll get free 2-day delivery on any order over $50. And don't forget, your adventure starts here. Hit it, Raymundo!
That was an extra commercial for still being our sponsor.
That's great.
Yeah. How about Eddie's eyes got real big, like, oh, we put almost no one. No. We're just appreciative that anybody's still here with us. So I went out and did a hike. Or like a leisurely walk with Caitlin and my dog. And she calls it a family walk because that's three. It's me, her, and the dog. And it was a 2.5-mile circle. And I was worried that my bulldog, who's just a fat bulldog at this point, wouldn't be able to make the 2.5 miles. And he did, barely. But he made it. By the time he got to the car, he was like nonstop. And so we did it, and I think we may have seen 6 or 7 people the whole 2.5 miles. It was pretty crazy. And you can actually go and hike, right? And that's not against the rules.
I don't think so. I was asking my husband if we could, and he didn't know what was considered closed or open. So, and then I saw you there, so I thought, well, then it must be allowed. Bobby's there.
Yeah, I thought it was allowed too. There weren't many people out there, but we did the dog walk, and because my dog was petering out near the end, you tell me what you think. Kayla wants to get a dog stroller to put my dog in so that she can roll this thing near the end when he's tired. But you got to roll it the whole time, right? You can't just take the dog and you know, leave the stroller in the car, then go get the stroller later. You got to stroll the whole time if you have a stroller. And she was showing me pictures because apparently for bulldogs, these are used a lot because bulldogs can't go very far. Dog stroller, yes or no, Amy?
Yes, because I think it'll allow y'all to get in a solid hike, and then Stanley can get a little bit of a workout, but there's no way he can keep up with y'all. And that way you can be out there for a good amount of time and then put him in the stroller when he's tired. Because otherwise he just collapses.
Google how much a dog stroller is.
Okay.
This is going to make a decision to...
Oh,
he'll just go, you know what, I'm done, and lay down in the middle of the road.
Right.
Yeah.
And then that's no fun. So if you have a stroller when he, you know... throws in the towel, you just put him up and put him in a stroller.
If she comes up here, if Caitlin comes up here during the show, I'll put her on and have her comment on the dog stroller. But she is diehard for one. Mike, how much?
About $150 to $200.
Are you out of your mind?
Ooh. Oh, wow.
What
else does it do? Is that off-road? Or?
And it's a big, yeah. Can I get on it too? Yeah, it has a big zip in the front for a dog. Pet gear... stroller up to 70 pounds, $219.
Play some music through that thing?
Yeah. Moms love strollers because they also can put water and snacks and all the stuff in it. So you just fill it up with all your things, and it's more than just a doggy stroller.
A dog stroller. Eddie, yes or no?
No, Bones. Listen, man, your image is very important right now.
Image? I don't care about that.
Look, Bones, you're Bobby Bones. Can you imagine people see Bobby Bones out there with a dog stroller? I'm sorry. When I see people like that, I judge hard.
Lunchbox?
No chance. I see people with dog strollers, and I'm like, you guys are idiots. If your dog can't make it, leave him at home. It's not a kid. Dude, first you're wearing pearls, then you're going to have a dog stroller. Quit. Just quit life if you do this.
No, my pearls are pretty legit. And I think if it were a mile, we wouldn't worry about it, but the loop is 2.5 miles.
Say no, Bones.
Yeah, but I don't
do
care
not do
about
it.
The bros.
Well, you should care about the bros. It's bros before.
I don't care about the bros. I care about the $200, but I'm not going to pay for it. She pays for everything. Even when she goes to get groceries, she pays for everything. So I think it'll come to this. If she wants to pay for the stroller, she can get a stroller. Is that fair?
Oh, my God. You're going to be laughed at.
Yes.
I think that's fair. I don't care if I'm laughed at. I've been laughed at my whole life. That's what got me here. What are you going to say?
Well, I mean, I think it's fine. I would like for her to come on if she comes upstairs.
Yeah.
I would like to hear her thoughts on it.
I think she's at Starbucks right now, but I will, when she gets back in, I'll bring her up. But to you what?
Okay. To me, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. It's about you and Caitlin. It's about your family time. Y'all are on a walk. If this is what you got to do, you got to do. Because bulldogs, they can't do 2.5 mile hikes.
And then don't take them.
People kept wanting to come and pet him too. And I'm like Eddie was talking about with the fishing earlier. I'm like, hey, there are new rules. We're not supposed to be near each other. But I get it. When there's a dog, it was hard for me not to pet anybody's dog because I love dogs. But I guess that's also a no-no now, right, Amy?
Yeah, don't get no dogs. I have to. Yeah, when we're on a walk, I just straight up cross the street. If I even approach anybody, I see them from way ahead, and I just go ahead and get over because I don't even want to risk it.
We also play this game called "What Are the Odds" on my Instagram. Do you see us play that game?
Yeah, for the dog biscuit.
Well, So speaking of the dog, Caitlin and I often play this game called "What Are the Odds" anyway, where we go 1, 2, 3, and you say a number 1 through 10, and if it matches. Whomever's turn it is has to do the dumb thing. So, hey, Mike, turn your mic on. So it would be like, what are the odds Mike has to jump out of my window and belly flop onto the pavement? Right. And you don't want that, but I'll go 1, 2, 3, and we say a number at the same time.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
5.
Okay. I said 4. He said 5.
Goodness.
So he doesn't have to do it. And so we played What Are the Odds, and it was who has to eat this dog treat of Stanley's, my dog. We say 1, 2, 3, no loser. And then she takes it up a level. She goes, okay, what are the odds that you eat the dog treat and then I smash cake in your face? I say, okay, 1, 2, 3, no winner. So then it's dog treat, cake in the face, and jump in the pool when it was cold outside, no winner. And then it's my turn, and it's what are the odds? Dog treat, cake in the face, jump in the pool, and walk over to the neighbors with cake on your face, way away from the door, and ask for some sugar through social distancing, covered in, I'm wet. Oh, Caitlin's here. Here, will you talk for a second? Just for a second. She just walked up with Starbucks. I know, but we have a couple things to talk about. Yeah, okay. Throw those headphones on right there. And so then I lose. We say 1, 2, 3, and the number was 5. And I lose, and I have to go. I ate the dog treat. It's all on my Instagram, by the way. I ate the dog treat. Caitlin smashed me in the face with cake. Hard.
Lightly.
A lot of cake. And then I jumped in the pool, and I went over to the neighbors. And then I lost, and it was hilarious, and it has like 400,000 views on Instagram. But this is a game that you brought into my life that I had never played.
Yeah, it's fun.
And to... It's fun when you win.
I think it's always fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember when I had to jump in the pool and it was like 30 degrees colder than when you had to jump in the pool?
Yeah, but for me, I had to eat
and
a
then
dog.
I had to get on an airplane and fly home. I was freezing and sad.
You had, it was like 6 hours difference. You didn't stay wet for 6 hours. We were just talking about the dog stroller.
Mm. And?
Well, we kind of gave our opinions on how we felt about the dog stroller.
Oh, was anyone on my side?
Well, before no. We talk about whose side it was, how do you feel about the dog stroller?
I like it, obviously.
Yeah. Why?
Because I think Stanley needs to spend more time outside, and he isn't the most active dog in the world, and I like to be outside, so I feel like we could go for walks together, and I wouldn't have to carry him halfway.
And we looked at the price of it. Do you know how much they cost?
I haven't gone that far.
$200.
Okay. That's a lot.
For a dog stroller.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I'm sure you looked at like the premium one.
Well, we're not getting my dog in some piece of crap stroller. You think about
what if I carried him in one of those like baby carriers? Oh my gosh. It would be like a workout for both of us.
Amy was on your side, right, Amy?
Thank you, Amy.
Yep. You're welcome.
I'm
with you. I think Stanley needs to get out, and y'all do too. Y'all are active people, but poor Stanley can't keep up. He can do what he can, and then when he gets tired, yeah, instead of him just flopping down, you put him in the stroller.
Right, and when he flops down, you have to carry him back.
Because he won't go along with the flow. He's not a go-with-the-flow dog.
No.
He has to have surgery. We get a call from the vet today because they weren't doing any surgeries on animals unless they were basically dying, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but that thing on his face keeps growing. What do you think it is?
I don't know. I think something's stuck in there, but it's just so small that they can't see it. Because I think he has to go in for a different, what is it?
He has an MRI, like an x-ray on his face.
Yeah, something where they could see that.
But hopefully this week he goes in and gets that done. But he just cannot catch a break.
Mm-mm.
So, but we're going to try. We watched Pioneer Woman yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's our Sunday thing now. I didn't pick this to be my Sunday thing. But we watched Pioneer Woman, and she made
fried apple hand pies.
And then she made pulled pork sandwiches made in some kind of quick deep freeze or something.
What? Remember? Fried them.
No, but it was in some...
Oh, pressure cooker.
Oh, in a pressure cooker.
I thought you were talking about the pies, yeah.
Deep freeze.
I don't know. Amy, I like Ray Drummond.
Ree.
Yeah, I like her. I like Pioneer Woman. But I would have the news on, but we watch it. And now I guess when the dog gets healthy again, our Sunday thing is going to be...
Yeah, we're going to go for walks. A hike.
Pioneer Woman,
breakfast, Starbucks.
But we don't eat breakfast.
Macro bars.
Yeah.
Starbucks, hike. Home alone time, join together again at night.
Well, today is our 4 month, or excuse me, our 4 week anniversary of being quarantined in. How do you feel about that? Thank you, thank you.
That?
We'll take that. Go ahead.
Thanks.
I was very excited for you guys. I mean, four weeks with Bobby is a long time.
Go ahead.
Feels like a second.
Go ahead. Say more about that.
About what? I didn't know I was doing this. Well, I was delivering a tea.
I know, and it's great, too. I got me a meringue pie tea.
Medicine ball.
Well, 4 weeks, though. We were talking about this last night.
Yeah.
It's been a great 4 weeks, right?
Yeah. No, it's been amazing.
Would you like to elaborate?
No.
I mean, I don't know what to say. It's just been good.
Yeah.
There's nothing to elaborate on, really. It's just been really smooth.
Go ahead, Amy.
Like, you wouldn't pick anywhere else in the world to be quarantined.
No.
Like, if you... Yeah.
I guess if he was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Australia.
If he was there.
With your... Okay. All right.
Why are you guys such haters?
Bobby, that's good. We're, that's not hating.
Wait, can
that's
you guys
Bobby.
Ask
I just
him,
gave
though?
You...
I
no, we don't want to go there. We
I
want to
hear
fight.
What he says.
Oh, I know. I know that he's happy to have you in quarantine. Aww. I think that I was just getting... I was you saying that gives Bobby affirmation that it's all good.
It's great, actually.
Not that he... Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to know how I feel about it, I think it's amazing.
Aww.
I agree
love
with
that
you
all have each other.
Well, thank you for bringing the tea up, and thanks for hopping on the air. And we'll negotiate the dog stroller. We play office trivia at lunch every day now. We kind of have our thing. We sit down. We've ordered stuff from Zoe's every day from lunch.
It's really romantic.
We eat cauliflower rice.
Yeah.
And I have chicken, but she has salmon. Mm-hmm. And then we play office. Everything does have to be romantic, though. That's just fun.
Okay.
You said really romantic. I'm supposed to do something romantic at lunch.
I mean, what point of the day will it come? What time is it?
Well, I've been taking violin lessons.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Now the truth's coming out.
I'm just
We
kidding.
Went from great to
he's
this.
He's been very romantic.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I tell her how much, how happy I am that she's here. And
he
how,
does do that. And almost daily.
At least daily.
At least daily. Multiple times a day sometimes.
Thank you.
Wow.
Okay.
That's good.
Caitlin, thank you.
Yeah. We'll nice to talk to y'all.
Yeah, you too,
to her, it's just her walking up to a room and saying hi to everybody and then jumping out.
Send me dog stroller links.
She does TikToks in the backyard without putting them online. Like, she has no interest in being on TikTok. She just learns the Are you still here? she just learns the dances and then just, what, you just forget them?
No, I know them. I just do them in my head all the time.
I know, but why would you learn them without ever being able to use them?
What else is there to do?
Why don't you put them on TikTok?
I don't want to do that.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
There she is, everybody. Clap her out.
Yeah.
There she is. Thank you, Caitlin.
You're welcome.
She's in her Fauci fan club t-shirt. Which you can see that picture of us on my Instagram in these shirts. All right. Over to Amy with the morning corny.
The morning corny.
Why do we never tell jokes about pizza?
Why do we never tell jokes about pizza?
Ah, they're too cheesy.
That was the morning corny.
Do you guys want to do the draft?
Yes.
Yep.
All right, so this is how the draft works. Much like a fantasy football draft, where you pick players to be on your imaginary team, we do this too. Today we'll be drafting famous blondes. So we'll go around the room. The first pick will be, who's up, Raymundo?
Yep.
Raymundo has the first pick. Let's make sure Morgan's on the phone. Raymundo has the first pick, and he'll pick a famous blonde, then it'll go around the room.
Oh.
Does it go Raymundo, then me?
Yes.
Okay, I got to remember the order because we're not all in the same room anymore. Mm. We're going to now do our famous blondes draft, and at the end of this draft, you can vote on your favorite team. Don't pick your favorite one, but look at the whole team and the team that you think is best. Raymundo with the first pick in the famous blonde draft. Who do you have?
No doubter on this one. Give me Dolly Parton, y'all.
Dang it.
Great one. No doubter for sure. Good job. Okay, I'll go second. The blonde that I'm taking, Carrie Underwood.
Mm. Yeah, good one.
Lunchbox?
Ah, man. This one makes teardrops on my guitar. Taylor Swift.
All right, good one.
No way.
Good one.
By the way, Amy's out. She was last place last time.
Yeah, still here, though.
Yeah. Eddie.
Oh, man, you guys took a lot of good ones, but I'm going to go with America's daytime television favorite host, Ellen.
Interesting.
First round?
Well, wow. What else do you have? Well, I got
interesting.
Nothing.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah.
I like Ellen. Okay.
Everybody loves
Love
Ellen.
Her.
Yeah. Let's go to Morgan number two. Morgan number two, who's your first pick?
You guys missed the most iconic blonde ever. It's Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, but I mean, she's not alive.
Yeah.
I mean, she's like 600 years old.
She's started the blonde trend. I mean, it's her, guys.
Is it a trend at this point or just a lifestyle?
I think you were born that way, right?
Well, Marilyn Monroe wasn't born that way.
Seriously?
No, Norma Jean was not born with blonde hair. She has brown hair, dark hair, for sure.
I had no idea.
That's everybody, right? First round? Okay, Morgan, number two, you pick Marilyn Monroe as your first pick. Who's your second pick?
Well, she was in the Legally Blonde movies. It's Reese.
Dang, that's a good pick. I was going to take her. I got one other one I'm sitting on I hope you guys don't take. But Reese Witherspoon's a great pick. All right, next up.
It's me, right?
Yeah, Eddie.
That's you.
Okay. All right. Eddie,
who'd you pick last time? I don't have a sheet in front of me.
Ellen.
Okay, Ellen, go ahead.
My second pick, I'm going to go with someone that you think blondes, girls, or whatever. I'm not. Come a little closer, baby. Dierk Bentley.
Oh, interesting. I have some dudes on my list for sure.
Good.
Okay, Dierk Bentley, Lunchbox.
Man, I got Taylor Swift round one. Round two, I mean.
I still got mine waiting there. Don't take it from me.
We all grew up loving this chick. I mean, if you're a chick, you loved her. If you're a guy, you like staring at her. Britney Spears.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Is it me?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. With my second round pick, my favorite blonde, I'm going with Joe Exotic.
Oh, wow.
Is he blonde?
Yeah, man. The Tiger King, Joe Exotic. Raymundo.
Yeah, it's a tough one, but I'm going to do President Donald Trump.
It's a good pick for that spot. Yeah, is it blonde or is it orange?
I thought it was orange.
Yeah, last time I checked, that was a shade of blonde, y'all.
Let's go to Scuba on this.
Yeah, I was frowning at that one a little bit because I picture like an orangish brown versus a blonde. So I think I have to take that one away.
Ooh,
sorry, Ray.
Rejected. Wow.
I did have a backup that's actually pretty good. Give me JT, Justin Timberlake.
Pick.
That's good.
Okay, here we go. Here are the first two rounds picks. We got Raymundo with Dolly Parton and Justin Timberlake. I have Carrie Underwood and Joe Exotic. Lunchbox has Taylor Swift and Britney Spears. Eddie has Ellen and Dierk Bentley. And Morgan, number two, has Marilyn Monroe and Reese Witherspoon. Okay, one more round to go. Raymundo, back over to you.
Gonna go with a dude. Give me another dude. Eminem. I mean, blonde, y'all. That's for sure blonde. I mean, I got to try and convince it because, like, y'all didn't believe me on Trumpster, so here you go.
Then you played Justin Bieber.
Yeah, kind of threw us off.
All right. Is it me now?
Yep.
I'm going to go with Miranda Lambert.
Dang it! Dang it!
Watchbox?
Oh, man. Okay. Hey, that's who I had. I had Miranda. I am... Dang. I'm panicking now.
5 seconds.
Give me Trisha Yearwood.
Eddie?
There's no doubt. I mean, this was one of my top picks, but I had to save her for third because I knew you guys would never pick her. It's the love of my life, my crush.
Oh, yeah.
I love her to death, Gwyneth Paltrow.
You're still going to finish last, but I'm glad you got that pick.
Thanks, Moz. Thanks for your confidence.
You're welcome. You owe me $5 from the last time you finished last.
I Venmo'd you. You relax.
Do you want to double at it? You want to do the same bet?
No, sir.
All right. Morgan, final pick of the draft.
I'm going with another iconic one. It's Madonna.
That's a good one.
Interesting.
I had her, but I felt like she was too old.
Okay, there are teams. You tell me, Amy, if you'd have picked, would you have picked Jessica Simpson or Madonna? Because I would have picked Jessica Simpson.
Oh, Jessica Simpson for sure.
Morgan, did you not think of Jessica Simpson, or do you like Madonna over Jessica Simpson?
No, I do. I just, again, I'm going back to the people who really started the blonde trend, and these are the people I would think of.
Here are our teams. Go vote at BobbyBones.com. Raymundo has Dolly, JT, and Eminem.
Yeah!
I have Carrie Underwood, Joe Exotic, and Miranda Lambert. Lunchbox has Taylor Swift, Britney Spears, and Trisha Yearwood.
And solid.
Eddie has Ellen, Dierk Bentley, Gwyneth Paltrow.
It's a home run.
And Morgan number two has Marilyn Monroe, Reese Witherspoon, and Madonna. Eddie, we have the only two dudes on the list, though.
I know. I wanted to include dudes. It's an important thing. People don't see dudes as blondes, but I did.
Yeah, come on. We know dudes need a break.
Of course.
Ray had dudes.
Who'd Ray have?
Eminem and Justin Timberlake?
Ray had two dudes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he tried to have Trump.
Oh, yeah, true.
he likes dudes.
All right, nice job. Hey, Ray, did you watch Tiger King?
Yeah, I did. I'm a little behind. I know you guys were talking about it weeks ago. So, yeah, sorry, late on that one.
Wait, so you just started it. How many episodes in are you?
Finished it. It was Rap City. It was pretty easy to watch.
Oh, you're done. What do you rate it?
I ended up giving it 2.5 Tiger Cubs out of 5. I just didn't think it was everything you guys were saying it was. They should have focused, honestly, on Joe Exotic. He was the main person, but there were episodes when I'm learning about this Carol lady in Florida that I don't really give a rip about. And then Jeff Lowe, I mean, he's a business investor. How is he interesting? Maybe if you're going to talk about him, let's talk about how he would take Cubs to Vegas and stuff. That was cool, but they only spent 1 minute on it. I just felt, focus on the super interesting things. Joe Exotic. What they did, branching out and showing all these other crazy people that love tigers, it confused me. Stick to the craziest dude in the world, Joe Exotic. The show should have been called Joe Exotic, because that's the show, not the whatever, all these other random people that love tigers.
Amy,
so yeah,
I saw
2.5.
Your mouth open wide. Go ahead.
Oh, I think, okay, what's the other dude's name? Now I just have Joe in my head.
Jeff Lowe?
Jeff Lowe. So, like, Ray, he... I don't. I'm not fully convinced that he wasn't in on, plotting to kill Carol, and it was he masterminded to get Joe behind bars and make him do it. Like, to me, I feel like he could be just as involved. Obviously, I need to know more, but that's why they focused on him a little bit.
And also, yeah. Carol Baskin's like the big part of the thing. That's like his enemy. Every superhero needs a villain. Although Joe Exotic's not a good dude. Don't get us wrong.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Not a good dude. But, you know, did she kill her husband? Aside, I liked it. Again, I think it came right at the right time when we were all started to be shut down a bit, and it gave us something to talk about. But they're saying now a couple things. Netflix is dropping a new Tiger King episode this week. Did you know that, Amy?
I saw you post about it. Got excited.
Another thing is, Joe Exotic had a fifth husband who didn't appear on the show. Did you see this story?
Wait, who was the fourth? Oh, yeah, 3-4. The four was the one at the end, and then the fifth, now we just never knew about.
Okay, let's walk through the husbands. So the first husband, because he married two at the same time.
Right.
Okay, and then he got the other young guy. And then the fourth one's another young guy, right? Or am I missing one?
I think you added one.
I think we added one, because I think there was the two, and one of them's still alive, part of the documentary. Mm-hmm. The other one, not so much anymore. Then there was the young guy he met online right after, and then, like, really young.
I wonder how they get to
and
five. It says...
I think he might have been married to one before the document, like, before the first the marriage on the show.
Okay. The latest crazy addendum to Tiger King... comes in the form of a fifth Joe Exotic husband who did not appear in the docuseries. Turns out Joe Exotic had a husband in between Ryan and Finley named Jeffrey Charles Hart Pence. According to a 2019 New York Magazine article on Joe, Hart Pence once held a gun to Joe's head in a drunken rage, leading to their breakup, and is now serving a life sentence in a Kansas prison for the 2014 murder of a man named Curtis Shelton. The Mirror also reports that Hart Pence was also convicted for aggravated indecent liberties with a child under 14. Jeez.
Oh, my. Okay.
Joe Exotic also spoke from prison. Have you seen this?
Have not.
Netflix posted this video of Joe Exotic. For the first time since Tiger King became a household name, Joe Exotic is speaking from prison. Here you go.
You know, it would be nice if I could actually see me being famous out there, but I've seen these same four walls for a year and a half. When I left the zoo and I sent my chimpanzees to the sanctuary in Florida, and imagine what my chimpanzees went through for 18 years, I'm ashamed of myself.
So that's him from prison. Going to be there for a while and doesn't know how famous he is except for talking to his husband and things like this. Like, his only goal was to be famous. And now he's got it. But he can't actually live with it. Isn't that wild? It's again, crazy. Don't get us wrong. Not a good dude. An interesting guy, but not a good dude. Anyway, Joe Exotic on Netflix. Check it out. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So there's a petition to make Dr. Fauci the sexiest man alive. It's up at change.org, and as of last night, had over 10,000 signatures. And they pretty much say that his comforting and intelligent demeanor has helped to lessen our national anxiety, and he is the definition of sexiest man alive 2020.
Well, I was watching him speak yesterday because anything he's on, I try to watch. I mean, he's been through it all, and he seems tired, and I feel bad for him. He finally, for the first time, seems like he's running out of energy because he's all over the place, having to speak with the president. He's trying to do as many interviews as possible so he can get the word out. I love the guy. You know, I posted on my Twitter over the weekend that if there was a man of the year right now, you know, when Time does their man of the year, it would be Fauci. And Bill Gates probably second. I don't like it when they do groups of people as man of the year because it's supposed to be a single thing. If it were groups of people, obviously it'd be the medical workers or it'd be the troops every year. I'll just pick our troops every year.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I always think that man of the year when it's people of the year is kind of a cop-out. But I would say Dr. Fauci and parentheses that medical team. That's my pick of man of the year so far and sexiest man of the year too. I'll go for that too. All right, what else?
Okay. Well, this is depressing. Top Gun Maverick, they pushed their release date to December 23rd of this year. It was supposed to come out June 24th, and I kind of thought with all that's going on, they'd actually release it early and to our houses, but they're not.
Well, let's go over to Movie Mike, who has the Movie Mike movie podcast. Mike, what do you think about this?
Well, it's mainly because they still want to make a lot of money off of it, and they'll make more money with people in theaters, so they wouldn't get much out of it if they put it at home for you.
But aren't they risking it a little bit by thinking that people are going to hop into theaters when this is over?
Yeah. I mean, they're starting to put out saying movies are delayed till July, yeah. And that's pretty early.
What movies have they put out right off the bat into our home so far?
So far, only the Trolls movie will come out, but everything else is just being delayed.
What about that Disney movie with those little elves? Didn't that get put out early?
Onward? Well, yeah. It came out in theaters for like 2 weekends, and then they put it on Disney Plus.
So it did come out.
Yeah.
Got it. But right. What?
Yeah, they just kind of just stopped putting them out straight to home.
There you go. Check out Mike's podcast, Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. All right, what else, Amy?
Well, speaking of movies and TV shows and all that, if you've watched everything on Netflix during quarantine, HBO is here to help. They have released 500 hours of free original programs. So without registering, subscribing, or choosing a payment method, you can watch shows like The Sopranos, Veep, The Wire, True Blood, Succession. That one's good. 6 Feet Under, Ballers, all those HBO shows. And they're calling it the Stay Home Box Office. And you can just get it on the, you know, HBO Go or HBO Now app.
All those shows are really good. I've never seen The Sopranos, but I'm just not going to jump into it at this point. Too many seasons, too long, and too dated. It's like I have a bunch of friends that want me to watch The Wire because I've never seen The Wire. But it's like, I get it's great, but I'm not going to watch The Wire. There's a bunch of those that I'm sure Lost. Give me a break. I'm not going to get into Lost right now. The Sopranos, I bet they're all so wonderful. Yes.
Have you watched Succession?
No. No, no, no.
Okay, that's newer and so good. I think you would love it. You should give that a try.
Is it like Tiger King? Because that's all I'm into right now.
No, not at all.
I won't be doing it. All right, is that it?
Yeah, maybe that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
So happy you guys are still spending your morning with us, or if you're listening on the podcast, thank you. We hope that we can be a normal part of an abnormal time. We're glad you're with us. I'll just leave it there. We do have a segment we do every Monday because I'm a music nerd and so is Eddie. And it's Bobby and Eddie's Music School. Here we go.
Bobby and Eddie's Music School is now in session.
Up in the morning and out to school.
Okay, we're going to talk about wagon wheel for a second. You know, Amy? Rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. And that's Darius Rucker, okay? Now, wagon wheel was written by Bob Dylan a long, long, long time ago, and Ketch of Old Crow Medicine Show not so long ago, like 20 years or so ago. Bob Dylan recorded just that chorus. Rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. And so that's basically what it sounded like. And never officially released it. The Bob Dylan song was released on a bootleg recording And he left it just kind of as like a song. And so here's a clip. This is a very rough demo. Here's a clip of that. That's all it was. That's basically so all it was. So Ketch, the lead singer of All Crow Medicine Show, was a huge Dylan fan, and he said he found that recording years later and knew it was a hit.
So I heard this bootleg, and I just knew it was a hit, and so I wrote some quick, dashed off some lyrics, and then I had this song. But the story got even richer when I went to publish it, because it turns out, because Bob Dylan said, sure, we'll split it 50-50, but by the way, Bob says he didn't write it. Bob said he learned it. It's a traditional song that he learned from Arthur Crudup.
And then Arthur Crudup said it was for somebody, and like all these people kept going, no, I learned it, learned it, learned it, learned it, and they all were like, I didn't write it. So Bob Dylan ended up having the song, ended up being his because they couldn't really track it back. And then Ketch said after all these years where Bob Dylan wrote the hook and Ketch wrote all the lyrics, he still never met Bob Dylan.
Oh, wow.
I've never met the man, Bobby. But one time, one of our guys was out at the Grammys hanging out with the Mumford Boys, and they did this big mashup one year with Dylan, when all of a sudden a shadowy figure lurking in the corner comes forth and says, are you at Old Crow? And Gil, my buddy in Old Crow, says, yeah, man, I'm an Old Crow. And Bob says, well, you guys are killing it.
And that was it. And that's the closest he's ever been to Bob Dylan. They were never together. The song was written years and years and years apart. And then Darius Rucker recorded the version. It went number one in 2013. The first person to ever make this a number one song. Here you go. This is the version you know. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, on like two Bobby casts ago, I got to talk with Ketch about that. If you go and search the Bobby cast, we talked like 15 minutes about the whole thing. So it's pretty interesting. That's my lesson in music school. Eddie, what do you have?
I got you. I have the history of Brooks and Dunn, probably the best-selling country duo of all time.
Not probably, the best-selling country duo of all time.
The best.
Yeah, what is it?
So I'll start it off. I mean, it has to start with the day they were born. Leon Eric, also known as Kix Brooks, he was born in Shreveport, Louisiana, and Ronnie Green Dunn was born in Coleman, Texas. Now, before Brooks and Dunn, these two had solo careers. They were both solo artists. Each of them had two singles, a piece, and this was back in the 80s. But in 1990, a record exec by the name of Tim Dubois discovered Brooks and Dunn and said, you know what? I think you guys have a good sound. Let's try you all together, write some songs, record demos, and let's see what comes out. And then what he heard from the final result, he loved and he signed them to a contract immediately. Here's Brooks and Dunn talking about it when they came on our show.
Tim Dubois called us both up. He'd already signed Alan Jackson, so he didn't want another boy singer. He was trying to get one of everything. The Judds were breaking up, so he was determined to get a duo.
He needed a new duo.
Exactly. We literally met at lunch over a bad enchilada, and he pretty more or less offered us a record deal if it worked out, if we could work together. Yeah. That same week, we wrote Brand New Man and Next Broken Heart. That was Tuesday. We wrote those songs on Thursday and Friday, demoed them, and took them back, and he jumped up and down, and then he offered us a record deal.
There you go. Best-selling country duo of all time. And that is how they got together. They're both solo artists, and a guy said, hey, you guys can be friends. And now they're Brooks and frickin' Dunn. That's what I call them. I don't even call them Brooks and Dunn.
Right, the rest is history.
I call them Brooks and frickin' Dunn.
Class dismissed. That was Bobby and Eddie's Music School.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this couple in Kansas City, Missouri, they moved up their wedding day so that they could tie the knot before the citywide stay-at-home order went into effect. And so the bride had to have her dress sent to her house early, and porch pirates stole it.
Wow.
Yeah. So they had footage from their doorbell cam, and they sent it to the Kansas City Police Department, and officers were able to track down the porch pirates. They retrieved the stolen dress and returned it to her so that they could get married, and they were able to say, I do, and she felt pretty in her dress and happy ending.
Wow. Wow. Oh, man, what a dirtbag stealing a wedding dress. Ah.
Losers.
That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Amy, so you're out with your son and a cop pulled you guys over?
Yeah, my husband was on a run and Stevenson was riding his bike and an officer approaches him. And my husband is thinking, oh, shoot, are we breaking any rules? This is social distancing. We're allowed to be outside. But the officer came and still respectively kept his 6 feet, but said, hey, are you Stevenson?
Oh, nice.
And Stevenson said, yes. And he said, oh, yeah, I heard you're a fan of police officers, and just was so nice. He obviously was a listener of the show, so anything like that always makes Stevenson's day. So he just thought it was the coolest thing ever. And the officer, ironically, his name tag was B. Brown. So shout out Officer B. Brown for saying hi to Stevenson because you made his day.
Does Stevenson think you're cool whenever things like that happen?
No, I don't think he defines it as cool. I don't think he knows why it's happening. So he just rolls with it. I'm sure he thinks it happens to everybody.
Oh, maybe.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he thinks it's just happening to him. Mm. He probably just assumes that all kids have officers shout their name and say, hey, what's up?
You know, sometimes I'll get a segment idea from someone and I don't quite know if it's going to work. And I'm kind of on a teeter with it a little bit. And here's one that Eddie sent me. Are you ready? Can
ready.
We do what Disney character do you have a crush on?
No.
Boom.
What? They're cartoons.
Well, right.
Still. I get it, Eddie.
Thank you, Bones. Thank you. And this is something my kids came up with. They were in the living room watching some movie and they're like,
sure they did, Eddie. All right.
I promise.
Okay.
Okay,
well, let's just play along with Eddie's segment. What Disney character do you have a crush on? I'll go first. Well, no, Eddie, you go first because this is your segment. Go ahead.
Okay, sure. Ariel, the Little Mermaid. Ever since it came out, I'm like, gosh, look at her. She's just beautiful. Like,
okay, that's good.
Okay. You had to cut me off there?
Well, it's just, what else are you going to say? She's got a tail, you know?
All right. Respectable.
Ariel is hot for sure. You know, I would go with Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I'm kind of into Belle. And what was Belle's backstory?
She read a lot. That's all I remember because she would always go to the library and read. So maybe that's what you like about her.
I just know. I'm just thinking about what she looks like. I've never even seen these movies. I have seen less than 5 Disney movies at this point, and I think all of them have been in the last 5 years. But I would go Belle. What are you laughing at?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm looking at male Disney characters.
Amy held her heart when she said that. Amy, which...
Because it's just as... I feel weird right now Googling what cartoon I have a crush on.
But they're all adults, Amy.
Yeah, they're all adults.
Okay.
Okay, by the way, I'm going with Belle from Beauty and the Beast. Eddie's going Ariel. Amy?
I'm going to go with Prince Eric.
Nice. Yeah, I was Prince Eric on Dancing with the Stars. Did I do something for you when I had that on?
Totally.
Lunchbox?
Oh, it's easy. Just the midriff showing, you know, got the cleavage hanging out.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
He said
it's Princess Jasmine. That's what she dresses. I mean, when she's showing like the mid, oh, man. Woo. She's a hottie.
Raymundo, you?
Well, I was also going to do Princess Jasmine, but give me Tinkerbell. Maybe.
She was tiny. I guess you're tiny.
Yeah, oh. She was always just so small.
Dang, same size.
Wow. Shots fired.
Same size. Yeah, that's funny.
Wow.
If you really looked at her face, it was really beautiful.
Yeah.
Mike, I told you this would be a good segment.
Mike D?
Yeah, mine came pretty recently. I was watching Frozen, and I thought that about Elsa.
Okay.
When she's saying let it go, I was like, wow.
Mike's not even stretching for the bit. He's like, you know, I was just thinking about this.
No, I really was. I thought they made her sexy in that scene.
Wow, sexy.
What?
Okay.
What?
Okay, and that is Eddie's segment.
What?
Go ahead.
Oh.
Would it have been weird if I chose Simba?
Very weird.
Well, yeah, because that wouldn't have been real. Like, there is a human element to how hot they're making these characters.
Okay. Yeah, just
that if
Google
they were
Princess
in the human
Jasmine.
World, we'd think they were hot. Eddie, thank you for that segment.
No problem, Bones.
Well, I didn't know if that was going to work. Here's a segment I know will work, and it's Eddie's Spanish word of the day. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's word of the day is camisa. Now, Bobby, do you know what camisa means?
Camisa. Camisa. Hat?
No, close. Amy, how about you?
Shirt.
Nice, Amy, with the right answer. Now let me use that in a sentence. No shoes, no camisa, no problem.
Okay. Camisa!
And then you, if you want to really show off, you can be like, no problema.
Oh, let me try that. Let me try that.
Come on, Bones.
How do you say shoes?
Zapatos.
No zapatos. No camisa. No problemo.
Yeah!
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Not only does he teach us a word every day, he's his kid's Spanish teacher at homeschool.
That's correct. And that, my friends, is the Spanish word of the day.
There it is. It's now time for Bobby's video game minute. Here we go, kids. Nice. Well, the new video game that we're playing is it's quiz time. It's on PS4. And you play with your phone as the buzzer. It gives you all the, and you can play with many, many people instead of just controllers. So Caitlin and I play. We got some friends that play in another city. You can't play it on PlayStation Network, but you can screen share. And before I nerd out too much, it's called It's Quiz Time, and it's much better than the other game we were playing. There you go. That's my video game minute. Thank you very much. What I want to do is a food world, but not with Morgan number two. She's often the person who does the food world. We've had a special request for Raymundo to do a food world, who sits in our audio booth, does all of our sounds, has all the levers. Raymundo, are you prepared for this segment?
Yeah, I'm just going to use her imaging, but then it'll be me instead of her.
Got it, bud. You know, I definitely wouldn't have thought it was her. Thanks for the heads up, though. All right, here we go, Raymundo.
It's time for Food World, Num Num Num, with Morgan number two.
It's actually Raymundo, so I had the...
Okay, we know it's Raymundo.
We hear you.
So I ordered from Pizza Hut the Cinnabon cinnamon rolls, and they're mini, and they come in about a pack of eight. So these little minis are in a tray of icing. So not 1 centimeter of this little mini cinnamon rolls is uncut. Every individual one has the perfect amount of icing. And I'm telling you, they go in and they're so easy to eat. You don't get any sticky. It's not a huge, awkward cinnamon roll we're used to eating. These are mini. You just fork them, eat them, and move on. It is the dessert you got to try. Pizza Hut, Cinnabon, they have married together, and you can order them from Pizza Hut.
Okay, Raymundo, thank you for that. And that's Food World with Raymundo.
That was Food World with Morgan number two. Num, num, num.
But except it was Raymundo, in case you're wondering. Amy, has your eating been better or worse with quarantine?
It's been normal-ish. I think we've had more meals together as a family, which is, that's the biggest game changer I see. And that's what I enjoy.
Like, yeah.
Dinner with the kids, around the table, lunch with the kids, around the table. So that's, that part's nice, but kind of the same. What about you?
Healthier, for the most part. You know, when Caitlin kind of understands my eating style now, that if it's around me, I eat it, the end. So where she could bring snacks into the house, especially early on, she's now realized she can't, and she's okay with it. But she can take and, you know, get some cupcakes and put them in the pantry, as you guys call it. I call it the food closet. But she'll put cupcakes in the pantry and be able to not have all six of them. And if there are cupcakes in the food closet, I have all six of them right then. And so, but she's eliminated that. Other than that, we have I ate a bar for breakfast most of the time because I got to work. I'll do a light cauliflower rice with chicken for lunch. And then at dinner, she'll usually cook something pretty healthy, and I may have a little bitty snack after the end of it. Just like, get a little something sweet in my mouth, need a little taste of sweet, get that sweet. I just need a little taste of sweet at the end of it. And so, but then I'm exercising like crazy at the house because I got a bike and I have weights that I leave in the kitchen, so I always see them. So I'm doing good. Eddie, what about you?
I'm decent, you know, like I've just realized, I mean, I love cooking. I absolutely love it, and I love coming up with new things, but I'm starting to really hate to cook 4 meals a day because with kids, there's no lunch at school. There's no quick breakfast on the road. Everyone's there all the time, so you're cooking 4 meals together, so I'm tired of it, but at the same time, I'm eating pretty good. I fell apart one time when I ate a big can of SpaghettiOs, but other than that, I was like, none of this anymore.
You ate a whole can of SpaghettiOs?
Yeah, not a little one, a big one. That was probably the worst moment I had. And then after that, I was like, I'm not touching that stuff anymore.
You know, I was reading this story about some healthcare workers that had to go in and they didn't have any masks at all. And they were asked to go and work with people without masks because they were completely out of masks.
I can't even imagine. I mean, you don't want to say no because as a healthcare provider, you feel like that's your duty and you probably are so passionate about it, you'll do it. But it's got to be hard.
I don't want to talk a whole bunch more about Corona, but here is celebs doing good during Corona. which I thought would be a good segment for us. The world's richest man, Jeff Bezos, has donated $100 million to Feeding America. Oprah Winfrey's donated $10 million to various COVID-19-related efforts. Reese Witherspoon will give 250 dresses from our Draper James fashion label to teachers in the U.S. Jessica Chastain sent snack boxes with cupcakes, cookies, and other goodies to emergency rooms and intensive care at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City. Andrew Lloyd Webber will stream a production of one of his musicals for free on YouTube each week.
Love it.
I also saw a story where this woman was the only person on an American Airlines flight, and so they put her in first class and just did her up.
Amazing.
Cheryl Pardo, 59, was the only passenger on her American Airlines flights. She had to travel from D.C. to Boston to see her mom in hospice. The flight attendants bumped her to first class and then made the flight fun for her. She said she was anxious about being exposed to coronavirus during the trip, but the empty airport and the plane alleviated her fears.
And we have Cheryl as our passenger. Living it up in first class, my boy.
So they still keep a flight going just for, which I'm thankful they did, especially if she had to go see her mom in hospice. But, you know, if they see they have one passenger, does it still keep it going?
I guess so. I guess, and again, just assuming here, it's like a movie. If there's nobody in the theater, they still let it roll because it said it was going to go at this time.
Yeah, and the plane may need to get to that destination to pick up. Right, so, I mean, it makes sense. Okay.
Crazy, though, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Here's one other corona story. A woman questions marrying fiancé after discovering he's annoying during quarantine.
Oh, no.
The coronavirus outbreak has led to one couple spending a lot more time alone after she realized her fiancé is kind of annoying to be around. She wrote in to an advice column for guidance and explains things he does and how much they're getting on her nerves, including, quote, a bunch of strange mannerisms and quirks that never seemed to bother her before. But also with this, you're just with the person a lot, even more so than you will be when you're life, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you don't even go to work at this point. If you're quarantined. You ain't work from home, but you're always around them. But I did see, too, where a lot of people in New York, because it's really bad up there, they are calling their divorce lawyers being like, hey, when this is over, we're ready to go. Like, divorce lawyers have a backlist of people at this point. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Did someone just say the S word under their breath?
No, I said geez.
That just sounded crazy.
Like, everybody looked at each other like, did someone just go, oh,
yeah, like, sorry, guys, that was me. No.
That's funny. And I'll end with this. Not that it's a wonderful story, because it's not, but did you see where Colby Calais and her fiance split up after 10 years?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sad.
Country stars Colby Calais and Justin Young of the band Gone West split, end engagement after 10 years together.
Wow.
But they're also in the band together, right?
They are in Gone West.
So what happens with that?
They say they're still going to stay together.
Well, wasn't the No Doubt people together? Like, remember?
Yeah, Gwen.
The bassist and Gwen Stefani?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't know if they ever got engaged or if they were just boyfriend, girlfriend, but yes, they split up as a relationship but stayed together. Tony, is that his name?
Yeah, it was Tony.
It's Tony, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, I don't know.
Did that all happen during Corona Bones or is that because of Corona?
I don't know.
They got quarantined together.
She's the one.
They're already together a lot.
And it's going to be weird the first time they date other people, but they're still in the band with each other.
Oh.
Woo! Jerry. Bobby Bones. All right, Morgan, if people want to check out today's podcast, what segments will they like?
Well, Eddie and Amy both had some weird interactions with strangers over the weekend.
That's true. Stranger danger, especially when it comes to Corona. Corona, stranger danger. All right, what else?
We drafted Famous Blondes.
Yeah, listen to our draft and pick the team that you like the best at BobbyBones.com. The category today we were drafting was Famous Blondes. All right, what else?
And your girlfriend wants to get your dog something a bit controversial.
Yeah, my girlfriend has this amazing plan to get my dog something, and she was dropping off Starbucks this morning up here in this room, and she hopped on with us for a minute. So, yeah, there's that. Anything else, Morgan?
Nope, those are the really big things.
All right, check out the podcast. Search Bobby Bones Show on demand wherever you listen to your music and your podcasts and your content for your ears. By the way, Amy's series that's part of her Four Things podcast. What's it called?
Outweigh.
It's you're not saying eating disorder. You're saying
Well, it's more than just eating disorders. It can be disordered eating. Some people, like if you have any kind of relationship with food that might not be healthy, or you're eating too much or eating too little or thinking about food too much. So that's why we call it that.
So check out the Four Things podcast. There's a whole sub inside of that about disordered eating. So check that out. Let's go over now and talk to, oh, this is interesting. This is, we got a doctor on the phone here. On with us, Dr. Elvis Francois, who's an orthopedic surgeon at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. Hey, doctor, how are you?
Doing well. How are you? Thanks so much for having me on.
No, I appreciate talking to you. Hey, let me ask you about this. Well, first, I saw you on the iHeart Living Room Concert for America, and you performed Imagine, and it was cool because we were watching a doctor sing like an angel. And we'll get back to all that, but I'm just curious at what it's like at the hospital right now in general.
Yeah, you know, it's so I'm based in Rochester, Minnesota at the Mayo Clinic. And you know, it's a situation where it's basically all hands on deck, where we're really gearing up, getting ready for our surge in patients. You know, New York City is like the epicenter, and they're already near their peak. But here in Rochester, we're right before the first wave of patients. So it's essentially we're mobilizing things and getting everyone ready to deal with exceeding patient care demands.
Well, good luck, man. We appreciate what you do and what you're about to be doing. So, you know, our hearts are with you.
I really appreciate that.
The singing orthopedic surgeon, that's who's on now. He's featured on this past Sunday's iHeart Living Room Concert for America, which will be broadcast tonight, Monday night. Tonight, it's back on again. But since this, you went on Ellen. How was that?
Oh, well, that was a bit of a whirlwind. Definitely like a out-of-body experience walking onto the set there. But it was awesome. It was a great opportunity to be able to share a bit of music with people, and definitely surreal. I was sitting on stage, and I was like, is this actually real?
Yeah, that's – what is it like to actually, like, talk to Ellen when the cameras aren't rolling?
Cameras aren't rolling? You kind of get – she's very, very kind, and she's a very warm-hearted person. You kind of get lost in her blue eyes, though. But she's like really awesome, funny, very down to earth.
Well, if you missed the good doctor here, you can watch tonight, Monday night, and we're going to replay it. You'll see him again. And, hey, your viral video is going to be double viral. That's pretty cool.
Oh, my.
Yeah, look at that. Oh, my. Well, hey, listen. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, I will say that I went to medical school in Nashville, and I remember, throughout the day listening to you, listening to your show.
Oh.
Awesome to actually be on the show after these years later.
Oh, well, if you were sitting across from me on the show, you'd probably lost in my green eyes. Just saying. All right, listen.
Possibly.
Fox presents the iHeart Living Room Concert for America. It will air again tonight, 9/8 Central on Fox, and raising money. And, hey, good luck. You're probably about to go through some crazy times. Take care of yourself. Be safe. All the stuff you're already going to do, but great to talk to you.
Awesome. I really appreciate it. You all take care of yourselves and stay healthy.
All right. See you later.
Thanks. You as well. Bye-bye.
All right. We'll check that out. Amy, what's going on?
Man, I got school today with the kids, which I'm super excited about. And then I'll get a workout in and probably walk the dog as a family. I don't know.
I know it's just a weird segment to do at this point because
it's such a weird.
It's like, what do you do? There's nothing to do.
No.
We just do what we do. We play a video game. I'll get on the PS3. I'll play trivia. I'll play NBA 2K. I'll have dinner with Caitlin. Yeah. We'll watch Netflix. I'll go to bed. We'll do it again tomorrow.
I was going to say, every day is going to be the same. So with different little work things thrown in. But do you have anything new and exciting?
No.
Okay.
That's it. Right. I'm nothing. Although I'm doing pretty good over here, though. All right, thank you, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. John Party on tomorrow. Amy's new rules for her kids at the house. I got a bunch of good stuff tomorrow. See you then.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.